All right. Well, here we are. It is June 12th, a Tuesday. It's 7 p.m. Pacific time, and we are in the process of addressing the third chakra in our series of the chakra clearings on the phone, and we are at the solar plexus at this point. Very powerful and a very important chakra, and how appropriate for these times. This particular chakra has to do mostly with power, personal power, the expression of power, the way we stand in the world in a place of balance, and whether we feel overpowered, underpowered. Welcome. Glad that you came on board. We've already started, and would you mind doing a star six, and that will mute your side so that when we sing and when we do our sound, we're going to all be in a good place. So thanks for doing that. And anyway, let's see, solar plexus power. Solar plexus, it's also the seat of will, where we make decisions, and most importantly, where we start to act upon those decisions. It's also a place where strong emotion is held, particularly the frequencies of anger and anything related to anger, any of the derivations of that. The disempowering elements of a compromised solar plexus show up in things like feeling overwhelmed by the world, being unable to, or having difficulty to make decisions, and then having particular difficulty in actually taking action on decisions that are made. It's a place where we can end up having a lot of rage, a lot of anger, a lot of pent-up energy that seems explosive at times. These are imbalances of it. So the idea, rather than go into that arena and let those things happen, whether they already are happening or not in your life, it just takes tending the energy field of that particular chakra and being sure to, all really on a daily basis and ideally on a moment-by-moment basis, of releasing any tendency to hold energy in that chakra related to any moments of our life that happen related to get into frustrating experiences, situations at work, situations in family where we feel overpowered or underpowered, or that we find ourselves mobilized to take something out on somebody. That's an indication that what has happened is the residue energy there that's been held for quite some time has been triggered, and it comes out in an explosive kind of way. So let me make a comment about a medical model that works real well in relation to chakras and also in relation to my own personal life. We are designed, in my experience and my belief, to have a capacity to stay in a clear and clean state. And when we allow our body to do what it's designed to do and our energy bodies to do what they are designed to do, we stay in that clear state where the energy of the experience is integrated, processed, and released. So we don't hold on to anything. The truth of our culture and the truth of civilization, if you will, is that we are taught and encouraged through family, through society, through cultural pressure to hold on to things. And especially when it comes to power and especially when it comes to anger, our culture does not do very well with it. And we are not supposed to be angry people and not supposed to express like that. And what begins to happen is when all of that energy gets stored and stored, the body will hold it for a while, and it may hold it for years and years, but eventually it's going to want to release it. It is constantly in the process of tapping onto the door of our awareness, and, you know, the altar of our awareness, and trying to get us to pay attention to the symptomologies in that area through stomach ache, through issues that have a tendency to feel disempowered there. For you know, all these things are giving clues that says just release this energy and go back to the place of center. So once that model is in place and we realize that the more we hold on to energies of unexpressed words, unprocessed actions and frustrations in life, then we end up adding to that reservoir of energy there that will eventually show up in some form. If it just shows up as energy in a release of getting angry and have a little anger attack, that's a lot better in a sense than having an actual physical condition manifest. The physical organs, the main organs of the stomach, the pancreas, the liver, the spleen, all of these organs, including the mid-back, they all are governed, in a sense, and affected by energies that are held in this area. So if you find yourself with an organ or one of these things compromised, then you know there's a good possibility that you've been holding on to some issues. Now, the beauty of these times is that we don't need to know what the issues are that we're holding on to. We just have to decide to release those things as we are reminded of them, or to do specific exercises like we're going to be doing tonight that will just tend that energy and release whatever's there, as opposed to having to know what it is and wait for some kind of symptomology or wait for some kind of issue to trigger us. So that's the beauty of these times, that we can go ahead and tend that particular garden, that particular chakra, in a very powerful way. And that's what tonight's call, and in fact this whole series is about, is just reminding us of how really, in some ways, simple it is to tend the frequencies of this and to keep them clear. So at the very least, we're drawing a line in the sand and saying, you know, no more am I going to hold on to energy in this particular area because I know the cost of it. So with a few techniques, a few songs, some mantras, some key awareness, we can go ahead and have a different experience in this particular chakra. Okay, so with that as foundation, let's get into actually working with this stuff. I'm going to use a couple sound tools here and just provide some frequencies for us that are designed to be in alignment with the solar plexus. I'm going to first use a set of Ting Shas that I picked up over in India. It's a particular higher frequency sound that is going to clear the air, and to clear the air particularly around the solar plexus, that spot directly below the rib cage at the stomach, just below where the rib cage falls at the diaphragm. So as I do these sounds, I'm going to invite you to just breathe into that area and then give permission for anything that is not of your frequency to release itself and to go to the highest good. So here we go. Okay, I'll invite you now to take a breath and just be aware of your feet, and be aware that your feet are connected to the earth or some covering of the earth, whether it's in your house or wherever you might be. And know that the connection with the earth is vital for the tending of the foundation, but also for the getting the power to the solar plexus chakra. About 18 inches below the feet is a particular new chakra called the Earth Star Chakra, and it's designed as a plate of energy, and through the left side of it and up through the left leg, power, vibration, support, and foundation comes up through the left leg into the body, and where it can be utilized however we see fit, but mostly what it does is just cleanse and clear and support. And so anything that is cleared in terms of vibrations that are lower for us, they go out the right leg, back down through that Earth Star Chakra, and then that energy is used for the highest good of all involved. So what I'd like you to visualize and to be aware of is that if this energy is going 24/7, this sort of Roto-Rooter process that is clearing us out on a regular basis and helping to keep us clean in a place of equilibrium energy-wise. So particularly in this particular session, why don't you visualize that particular energy coming up the left leg, flowing through, right through the solar plexus from the left to the right, and then down the right side, out through the leg, back through the foot, into that Earth Star Chakra just below. And then we'll have that energy that's cleansing, because what we're doing tonight is intended to clear and cleanse any frequencies that are not of the vibration that is true for you. Now, the vibration that is true for you actually refers to how your cells are naturally resonating. We really, as a whole being, have a particular resonant frequency that is as unique and measurable as a fingerprint or as a voice. So what we want to do is do everything we can to keep close to or actually in resonance with that particular frequency. So everything we're doing here is designed to bring those energies back in. Glad you're on board. We're well into the program right now, and I'd like you to star six, if you would, and that'll mute, and that way we can all be singing and doing our stuff so it's not on the phone. So glad you're here. Okay. Next thing I want to bring up here is a series of rattles, and these particular rattles I chose specifically for their makeup and their particular potency in the solar plexus chakra in terms of bringing out those kinds of frequencies and energy. So all I'm going to do is to play these rattles over the phone. And even though it's a compromised sound as a result of the phone spectrum, the intention here and the commitment that we all have is that we are doing something here that's designed to actually have impact, and it will as a result of that intention. It'll cross time and space, and the work will be done. So as we do this, and as I give you this sound, just imagine around that particular chakra, it's almost like we're fluffing anything that's of a lower frequency off of it, like shaking the rug. So we're just doing everything we can right now to just get that thing as clear as possible before we actually go into it. So here we go. So it is. I invite you to take a deep breath right now. Be aware of your feet. Have that rotor root chakra moving through, the energy coming up through the left leg, clearing through that solar plexus area, and all of that debris that may have been cleared off at that point is now being sent down the right leg back into the earth to be used in whatever way it's going to use it. So here we are. Take a breath. Now I want to ask you guys, before we do the next element here, to speak your first, middle, and last name, the actual name that you came to the planet with. This particular identification frequency is a powerful, powerful resource to it. What happens when you speak that name, regardless of what's occurred in your life and the energetic debris attached to it, this particular name carries the frequency of who you are and have always been. So in your incarnation, when you speak it, what happens is the cells realign themselves, and for that moment, they are in a place of center and a place of balance. In other words, we're back into our power. Not only does that occur, but in the process, that frequency is spoken out into the cosmos, and essentially any etheric being, angel, etc., teachers, guides, all of that, who are aligned to that particular frequency are made to pay attention. And then they become available to you as resources for whatever is going on in particular moments. So speaking your name is a powerful thing to do at a point where you begin, you're in a situation where you feel some uncertainty or you feel some, even if it's a dangerous situation, you can call upon that name and basically it's going to really help you shore up your boundaries and then give a lot of resources made available to you. That was kind of make a lot of resources available to you. So on the count of three, I'm going to invite you to speak your first, middle, and last name. And if you have been married, and you have changed that name, or if you've changed that name on purpose, I'm going to invite you to still go back to the very first time and the first name that you came with. And on the count of three, speak it out loud. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. All right, and so it is. We call forth all frequencies that are aligned to that particular frequency and all etheric beings, angels, etc., to be present, to be supportive of this release of these energies that are clogging and filling up this particular solar plexus chakra so that we can stand in our full and present circle of power. One more frequency here, actually two more. This is a particular Tibetan bowl, a seven-metal bowl that I just picked up when I was over in Nepal. It was in a little shop somewhere way down deep into the town. And it's the first time I've gotten lost in a foreign country, but fortunately the guides were there and got me back. But I live to tell the tale. So here I am. Let me just give this frequency. And what it's going to do is to basically start as a pinpoint of energy, of vibration within the solar plexus itself and expand out in a spherical way. And what that is doing is going to be cleansing and clarifying and augmenting and giving the energy a push from the inside and supporting it and giving it fullness and girth. And anything that is not of that true frequency of your frequency is going to be, again, cleansed out from the inside. So we're calling for a little deeper release. And once again, just let that Earth Star Chakra energy cleanse and clear and then run it all down the right leg, very much like a colonic. Out goes the bad. Out goes the lower frequency. Didn't mean to say bad. So take a breath and a count of three, speak your true name. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. All right, take a breath and let that breath go right into the solar plexus from the inside. Just cleanse and nourish that particular area so that you return to your true place of power and your true vibrational energy within that area there. Okay, the final tone that I'm going to use for this particular session is a tuning fork, and each of the chakras, at least the seven within the body cavity itself, they have a particular frequency and they have a relationship to one of the glands within the body. The solar plexus has a relationship with the pancreas. Now, when we support the pancreatic energy and bring it back to its true frequency, then that empowers that particular chakra and sort of cleanses out and clears anything that's not healthy for it. So I'm going to do this pitch, and I'm actually going to touch the tuning fork to the phone, and it may have a little plastic buzz to it because it's just the medium. Okay, take a breath. I'd like you to speak your true name. 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch, and just breathe into your solar plexus as I give this frequency. And one more time. Okay, and so it is. Take a breath if you will. And then one more breath in, and as you take that breath in, let out a sigh, but make it an O sound, if you will. Breathe it in. Oh. And if you will, after that, just twist a little bit in your chair, especially in the mid-waist area there, up in the mid part of the back, kind of hunch over a bit, squeeze, and then open the back up, open the chest up, and massage that space a little bit. And let's just go ahead and do one more breath and letting out the sound of O. Breathe it in. Okay, one more time, and I'm going to ask you to let the sound like I just did, let it fall. And as it falls down, you're going to notice that the sound itself actually moves through your body cavity. It heads towards your root, and it heads towards your legs. Now, somewhere along your continuum of sound, you're going to find a pitch that feels like it actually resonates right in your solar plexus. For example, if I'll do it now, I'm going, oh. Okay, for me, that particular pitch is supporting my solar plexus right now based on a whole lot of different factors, but that's a frequency that works for me. So let's just go ahead and do that. And if you have to pull the phone away because I've got a pitch that's different than yours, just go ahead and let it fall down there and hold and sustain that tone for as long as you can, and then we'll get back on the phone. So let the sound fall with the phonetic O and let it resonate right at that solar plexus area. Take a breath. Okay, take a breath if you will. On the count of three, I invite you to speak your name. Get back to the place of center, a place of balance with your connection with the earth. 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch. This frequency, you can find it wherever you are. So, I mean, there's a particular pitch that resonates specifically with the particular chakra, with the solar plexus chakra, and that's the pitch of E on a piano, guitar, or with a tuning fork, or with the voice, Now, you don't always have someone around that has the pitch reference. So you can use your own senses and your own sensations as you feel them in the body. And oftentimes that's actually even more accurate because the pitch of E is just puts it into the general area there. Now, each of us, based upon the fact of the way our body cavity is, the way our throat is fabricated, the way our cranium, all those resonance chambers of sound are going to affect how sounds work within our body. The particular pitch that I use may not be even felt by you in a way, and the one you use, likewise, is something that I may not pick up. So there are beautiful, unique factors about each of us and the way we're put together that really the sound takes advantage of that. But just to give you the sense of what it's like to use one particular pitch, I'm going to go ahead and give you that E pitch, and all we're going to do is sustain that particular pitch using the phonetic O. Just take a breath. And when you run out of breath, just go right back to it. We're going to do this for about 30 seconds. Oh. Take a breath. All right. Now, I came across a particular mantra. Now, a mantra is a phrase typically in another language, although it certainly can be in English. But when things are in a different language for us, then it just becomes sounds. It becomes phonemes. And there are certain phonemes that are common to all languages, and therefore those particular phonemes are very useful in terms of actually being a sound tool that can pinpoint and put energy within into the body. And we can use those because they're going to resonate with every person. The pitch may be different, but the actual phonetic is a useful tool. Like the vowels, you know, the A, A, E, O, U. Those are very powerful elements that can be used just through awareness to actually re-affect the vibration of the body in very, very interesting ways and very successful ways. So what we want to do, We were talking about what a mantra is. So the mantra is based upon particular sounds put together. The one I'm using here is from the Hindu and the Hindu tradition, and it calls upon usually particular Hindu deities. And you can certainly explore it and find out way more information about it if you'd like on the internet, and it's a great resource. There's a fellow named Thomas Ashley Ferrand, and he is no longer with us, but he did some really monumental work for the Western world in terms of putting together a whole bunch of mantras from the Hindu tradition, and he put out a beautiful series through Sounds True called Healing Mantras. And I borrowed this from some of the information in one of the pamphlets there. The particular mantra we're using is Om Ram Ramaya Namaha. Om Ram Ramaya Namaha. So here's what he said about that, just for information about that. He said Ram, the Om Ram Ram Ramaya, Ram particularly is a seed sound for the solar plexus chakra. Tremendous healing energy lies dormant at the solar plexus chakra. The mantra can help you get at the energy, and this mantra begins to awaken and activate the entire chakra. It specifically prepares the chakra to be able to handle the inflow of the energy coming up from the root, the kundalini energy that actually is the source of the power for that particular chakra. And he takes the Rama part of that particular mantra and the Ramaya, and he breaks it down into two syllables. The first, Ra, is associated with a solar current, an energy that runs down the right side of a body, and the Ma is associated with the lunar current that runs down the left side of our bodies. And so by repeating Rama, Rama, Rama over and over again, you begin to balance the two currents and their activities so they can work with the higher stages of energy that will eventually come up the spine. So Om Ram Ramaya Namaha begins to clear the two currents with a slight emphasis on the right or the solar side, which is needed in this particular age of change and transition. So we're going to call upon this particular Om Ram Ramaya Namaha mantra and do a treatment of it, which means we're going to do it 108 times. It's going to be kind of in a sing-song frequency. It'll sound like this. Om Ram Ramaya Namaha. Om Ram Ramaya Namaha. So as we do it, we're going to speed up, and I'll speed up maybe a couple times through this until we're saying it pretty fast. You will have it by then. So once again, become aware of your feet, become aware of your connection with the earth, and pull the energy up through the left leg and allow it to wash through really your entire body cavity at this point and cleanse out any frequencies that have also been shaken loose as a result of the work we're doing here. And from that frequency, we're going to start doing this particular mantra 108 times. Om Ram Ramaya Namaha. Om Ram Ramaya Namaha. Om Ram Ramaya Namaha. And I want you to do it with me. Om Ram Ramaya Namaha. 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 Namaha, Om Ram Ramaya 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 Namaha. So it is. So it is. So take a breath. Be present. Be present with your feet. Feel that connection. Feel the energy within that particular solar plexus chakra. And know that everything we're doing now is cleansing and clearing frequencies that are of lower vibration, are no longer relevant to who you are. And we're cleansing and clearing them. Now, those energies have no reason to come back unless we choose to. We'll talk about that in a little while. Okay. We're about halfway through at this point, and I would like to take a few minutes here. If any of you have a question or a comment of anything of that sort, all you have to do is press star 6 and you'll come on again, and I'll just answer that or address it. So any of you have anything?
Mark?
Yeah?
Who wrote the healing mantras?
Who wrote the healing mantras? His name is Thomas.
Yeah, the book.
Thomas Ashley Farrand, F-A-R-R-A-N-D. You can get him through Sounds True or actually on Amazon as well. It's a beautiful series. I got it in a cassette form. There were, I think, 12 cassettes in it, and he just went through a ton of different mantras and gave very, very concise information about their history and how they were used.
Thanks.
So you're very welcome. Anything else?
Mark,
the
chant that we just did, I don't see it on the sheet. Can you?
Yeah, I know, because I found that after I made the sheet up. So I'm going to do is when I send...
Can you phonetically tell me what it is, like spell it out?
Okay, O-M.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually going to send it to you when I send the link for the recording.
Oh, okay.
If you're okay with that. Otherwise, I could certainly spell it out. So it's O-M, and then the second word is R-A-M.
Uh-huh.
R-A-M-Y-A, R-A-M-A-Y-A, sorry, R-A-M-A-Y-A, and then Namaha, N-A-H-A-M-A, Om Ram Ramaya Namaha. So I'll give you some information. I'll send about what it's about and all of that, so I'll send that right along with you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's go to that first song there, the one called Power. Now, music that
mute?
Is, it, what's that? Yeah, you can take
should
the mute off now or put it back on, unless there's any more questions. Were there any more? Okay. This particular song, you know, when you get music that is in the correct key in relation to the chakra, with a rhythm that supports that chakra, and also with a lyric and that is intentionally in alignment with that chakra, you have a very powerful tool at your disposal. So what I brought into this one are songs of things that I've created, as well as some existing chants, as well as some actual new things that are available as other mantras and other statements. So we're not going to get through, all of these things, but I'll address as many as possible. And since you'll have the recording, you can go ahead and go back and listen to it, and if you want, you can get the actual the way that it's done. So the first one, Power, is going to eventually blend directly into the Apache Power chant, and I'll let you know when that happens. We're going to sing this 4 times. I'll run through it 1 time, and then you guys can join whenever you feel like it. I stand here in my power, I am fully realized. I am free of limitations, I am holy, I'm divine. With endless energy and talent, I manifest my dreams. All my cells are in alignment, time as God created me. I am, I am, I am, I am. Here we go. I stand here in my power, I am fully realized. I am free of limitations, I am holy, I'm divine. With endless energy and talent, I manifest my dreams. All my cells are in alignment, time is God created me. I am, I am, I am, I am. One more time. I stand here in my power. I am fully realized. I am free of limitations. I am holy. I'm divine with endless energy and talent. I manifest my dreams. All my cells are in alignment. Time is God created me. I am. I am. I am. I am. Now we're moving on to the Hinamea part here. And he goes, Hinamea, Hinamea, Hinamechichayo, Hinamea, Hinamea, Hinamechichayo, 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 Hinahinahia, Hinahinahio, Hinahinahia, Hinahinahio, Hinamea, Hinamea, Hinamechichayo, Hinamea, Hinamea, Hinamechichayo, 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 Hinahinahia, Hinahinahio, Hinahinahia, Hinahinahe. One more now. Hinamea, Hinamea, Hinamechichayo, Hinamea, Hinamea, Hinamechichayo, 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 Hinahinahia, Hinahinaheo, Hinahinahia, Hinahinaheo. Aho. So, those particular songs, if you call them up, if you call even just the memory of it up, your cells will respond, because what we've just done is something that they dance to. So I invite you to use it. The Apache Power Chant is a potent chant that really was a war chant that was utilized with that intention. So they have that pulse and they have that frequency with the earth connection. So those are all strong supporters of the solar plexus chakra. If you find yourself in a situation where you're having to confront something in your life, or you're stepping into a new situation, or you just feel like you need a charge of energy, these particular chants are very useful for that. So on the way into the office to ask for the raise or whatever, you just go, Hinamea, Hinamea, Hinamechichayo. Pretty soon you'll have everybody doing it. They're very, very great things to use for that particular purpose. All right. Let's take a breath and go back to our awareness of our feet and awareness of the solar plexus. And notice if anything is talking to you right now. Notice if there's any sensation happening, particularly within that solar plexus, in the front or the back or anywhere around in that mid area there. And notice that the body is talking to you. That's typically what will occur in situations where we're releasing, is we'll get sensations, we can get numbness, we can get nothing in there, we can also get little quick, short-moving pains, all kinds of stuff of energies that are releasing that have been held there for who knows how long. But the point is we're releasing them all. And with each breath we take in, we are feeding new frequency and support energy into that particular solar plexus chakra to take the place of anything that has been cleared out there. Let's move now down towards the bottom of the page, and actually at the bottom. And there's an affirmation or a statement of intention here that I would like us to speak. The spoken word is a real ally of the solar plexus chakra. What I mean by that is a lot of the stuff that is unspoken, especially in situations having to deal with our power or having people use power over us, and we're talking a lot here of things that happened as children, where we did not have the voice or were given permission to use the voice about the indignities or the injustices that occurred that may have not been a big deal, but to us they were. And oftentimes we were forced to swallow a lot of those feelings and swallow the spoken element out of them. Because prior to that, we as individual beings, we have a soundtrack to our life. And if you're around an infant, and like we all were at one time, they're just always exploring how sound works, and they love the feeling of sound and love the expression and the exploration of how it is produced by this body. And so they're going, All of that is vibration that is actually doing work within the body to keep it in a purring, centered state, and it's valuable. And unfortunately, culturally, family-wise, things begin to happen that shut that voice down. And we lose our voice, and certain sounds are then relegated to certain places in the house, in certain rooms. Well, it's time to reclaim the capacity to go ahead and use sound as a tool that cleanses and clears these old vibrations. So when stuff happens to us, we may not be in a position when it occurs to actually speak the words that must be spoken. But when you get away, do it. I have made it a personal thing now, and I invite for everybody to not go to bed with anything unspoken. You find a place of privacy where you can go ahead and say what must be said, because those energies will turn very, very quickly into something that's held on, and then that begins to be a source point for further energies that are held on to, and then before long you've compromised that particular chakra, and worse yet, you've created a condition where the physical, which is the last, the lowest frequency energy, where it begins to get compromised, and that's not what we want to do. So here we are making this statement, and it's a statement of intention here about how we want to make sure that these things are clear and clean within us. So let's just all say it together on the count of three. One, two, three. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of anger, power, and control used by others on me, used by me upon others, or used by me upon myself. I now stand clearly and cleanly in my own power, confident, safe, and willing to make decisions and take action for the highest good of all involved. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Okay, take a breath. Let's move now up to a particular, it's a song or a chant called Boundaries. One of the things that begins to happen, actually we're not going to go to that one yet. Go right below it to the mantra, the Shanti Prashanti, Sarva Krodha Upashamanti Swaha. This is a very, very potent mantra from the Hindu tradition. Again, it's invoking some of the Hindu deities, and you can do some research on your own and find out more about the mantra, or we could just experience it like we're going to do here. It really takes the energy of anger, that frequency and the intensity behind it, and basically just transforms it, and then softens it, and then releases it through the process of the frequency of the melody as well as the frequency of the words being spoken. So we're going to sing through this a couple times, and I will sing it through, and we'll give you a sense of what it is, so join in as you see fit. Shanti Prashanti Sarva Krodha Upashamanti Swaha. 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 Swaha. Again, Shanti Prashanti Sarva Krodha Upashamanti Swaha. Shanti Prashanti Sarva Krodha Upashamanti Swaha. One more time. Shanti Prashanti Sarva Krodha Upashamanti Swaha. Shanti Prashanti Sarva Krodha Upashamanti Swaha. 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 Now, what's interesting about this particular song and the way it came through in terms of how it's being used is that that you've got an energy that has an intensity about it. Now, the nature and the feel of the song is very light, and it's very, very fluffy, if you will, and it moves in a kind of bright way that is fun. It actually is a fun song to do, and you have a tendency to want to move with it, which is perfect. Because anger is an energy that is quick like a tornado. It's quick like the wind, and it breezes through us with an intensity at times, depending upon the level of the energy released, and it passes and it moves through us. So the old statement about, you know, count to 10 before you say anything has validity in the sense that it allows us to have that rush of movement of the vibration as it releases itself out. Now, if we choose an alternative to that where we actually do, well, let's use this song, for example, or even any of the chants that we did so far, the Power or the Apache. If we use this particular mantra, then that energy going into singing it, it takes the frequency of the anger, and the energy of the anger just translates it through the song, and it's expressed. And then on the other side of it, we are in a much softer frequency in a place of greater clarity. Because once anger moves, it begins to reveal what's really underneath it. Anger is one of those emotions that is a mask, and typically it's a mask for things like sadness or frustration or fear. Those are usually underneath it, and so if we can let the anger out, we can actually get to the root of what's going on. Not that we really have to even understand what the root is, because, again, in these times and in these days, all we have to do is give permission for the flow of the energy to move, and then we reach a new place and a new vibration in that way. It's a remarkable time that we're in. So, okay, so let's look at what we've done. We've given some pitches. We've given some tones. We've actually used the power of our name. We've used the connection with the earth and that earth star chakra to know that we are constantly being cleansed and constantly having a powerful foundation energy move through us, empowering us and cleansing those lower vibrations. We've also set up a mantra in motion, the Om Ram Ramaya Namaha. We got the chant, the power chant. We've seen how a statement, an affirmation can go ahead and clear a frequency for us and invite that kind of frequency into our life. So if we clear the old, we invite the new higher vibration to come in the shape of experiences as well as people and situations. So it's really a remarkable process to be able to consciously move the energies of anger rather than having them be destructive. And they don't have to be that way. They turn destructive when they have been repressed for so long that it really is like a pressure cooker and it blows the top. And that's all that happens. I used to have a ton of anger. And I just don't anymore. I really don't, because I tend the garden every day, and I choose to release through the use of the songs, through the use of the chant, through the use of drumming. It may be that you have a drum in your life or you have access to one. They are wonderful resources, because one thing to do with anger, because it's usually an adrenaline surge, is to do something physical with it. And banging on the bed, banging on the pillow, banging on a drum, running, doing a tantrum, all of those things are valid in terms of just moving the energy so that the rush moves and then you have clarity on the other side of it. Now, once you're in those places, the desire is to maintain and keep ourselves in a really fine place of balance where we're not letting lower frequency energies into us. And that requires that we have good boundaries. Now, this song that I wrote when I was working with Sonia, we used to use it in a very playful way because it's got a word in it, a couple words, says, get out of my face. And some people got a kick out of it, and some people felt it was abusive. So the intent of it is just to say that we have the power to say no to things that are around us. And no is a word that really is a strong word for this particular chakra. It's a word that can be used to create and to separate and to keep our boundaries. Now, by having a boundary, all we do is allow the frequencies to come into us that we want to be in there. And the boundary itself keeps out energies that are not serving us in any way. It also allows us to tend our own space on the inside and feel a place of comfort and a place of safety and a place of center. So I'm just going to go ahead and treat this song Boundary as a chant. Now, the thing is, we can have people stay out of our boundaries, and then likewise, we can, when we feel correct with it, when we feel in a place of safety, when we feel in alignment with someone, we can ask them to come into our space, which is the second part of the song. So I'm going to do two times on the first one, two times in the second, and then one. This is my boundary. This is my space. This is where I belong. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. This is my boundary. This is my space. And this is where I belong. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. So as I'm singing this, you get the sense that you've created this sphere around you. Sphere, S-P-H-E-R-E, that basically is a cocoon of safety for you. And nothing can enter that without your permission. So as I sing it through one more time, just get the sense that around you, you've got this little comfort zone, which is your place where you can be in your own personal balance. This is my boundary. This is my space. This is where I belong. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. Now to the part where we invite people in. This is my boundary. This is my place. I'd like to let you in. Come share my space. Come share my space. Two more on that. This is my boundary. This is my place. I'd like to let you in. Come share my space. Come share my space again. This is my boundary. This is my place. I'd like to let you in. Come share my space. Come share my space. Back to the top. This is my boundary. This is my space. This is where I belong. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. To the second one. This is my boundary. This is my place. I'd like to let you in. Come share my space. Come share my space. Come share my space. Come share my space. So it is. We have a tendency in this culture to have a lot of victimhood, where we feel things are out of control, where things are just happening to us and we have no power over them. Having good boundaries, meaning boundaries that are shored up and we're conscious of them, is a sure way to keep ourselves from entering into even the opportunity or the situation to take on the victim role. It's really not a position that someone in their own presence and their own center is going to take on. It just doesn't resonate with that. It will not even penetrate the boundary to take on the notion of victim here. There's a lot of energy to control us. It comes through culture. It comes through parental units. It comes through, you know, families. It comes through societies. It comes through, you know, democracy, other things. You know, what I'm saying is that we are subjected the moment we walk out the door to these energies and these frequencies. I fly a lot, and so I get the level of alert is orange at the airport, and this is an attempt to remind me that somebody's watching me and that they can, you know, violate my boundaries at any time they want to in the name of public safety. So it's a curious frequency that we're in, and I'm saying this because so often with weak boundaries, we end up taking on frequencies that aren't even ours. They belong to others. They are frequencies of people, frequencies of an intention, frequencies of a situation or an environment itself. So one who is tending their own chakras will be aware the moment they walk out their door that they shore up their boundaries. And you shore up your boundaries by either being aware that they're there and just calling them forth. You can also put the boundary there by speaking your name. Mark Stanton Welch calls forth that cocoon of safety and light around me. At the top of the page there, you have a particular mantra from the Tibetan tradition, which basically does the same thing. It puts a cocoon of safety and light around us and allows only the vibration that we are allowing in to be there. And that's the Hung Vajrape. The Hung Vajrape. Okay, so we're coming down to really the last moments here, and I believe what I'm going to do, since I put so many things in here, we're going to do two more things, and then I'm going to stay on the phone after you guys are gone, and I'm going to go through and sing any of the songs that were not done, so on the recording you'll have reference to each of these. And also notice that some of the songs are underlined and some of the chants or mantras are underlined. That means that they have been recorded. And if you hit that link, you can go to a download of that particular song, or you know a full length of that song, or you can get the CD that actually contains that and a lot of other things like it. So let's go now down to the chant called Calling. The fact is we are not alone, and oftentimes we are disempowered by thinking that we are and that we have to deal with everything on our own. And I'm not just talking about human energies around. We have, there's the whole dimension that we're in has a whole lot of support energy that is in the invisible or in a different frequency than we normally see with our own vision. We have the animal kingdom that's available to us and all of the insight and offering and information it can give us. We also have the etheric kingdom where we have the angelic energies, we have the etheric teachers, the ascended masters. All of these vibrations are designed to be present for us. Now the deal is, according to this dimension, is that we have to ask for help. And a lot of us have an issue about not asking for help. That's a disempowered place. Because when we are in center, when we are in balance in our solar plexus, we use the resources that are available to us. That's just the place of clarity that we come from. So we use what we can to help us to experience moments in their highest energy, in their highest frequency. So it's foolish to not want to go ahead and call energies in. So here's one way to do it. Calling in the spirits of the earth. Give me strength, give me energy. Calling in the spirit of the ancestors. Give me knowledge, clear my way. Calling in the angel guardians. Watch my back and keep me safe. Calling in the master teachers. And bring me wisdom, show the way. I am ready, I am ready, I am ready. We're going to do it one more time. Calling in the spirits of the earth. Give me strength, give me energy. Calling in the spirit of the ancestors. Give me knowledge, clear the way. Calling in the angel guardians. Watch my back, keep me safe. Calling in the master teachers. Bring me wisdom, show the way. I am ready, I am ready, I am ready. So calling in those frequencies when we're getting ready to do something is a powerful thing to do. It's a really beautiful use of one's own personal power. Let's move quickly down to the proclamation at the just to the second thing to the bottom there. We'll make this statement coming from a fellow named Rich Work who did a couple beautiful books called The Veils of Illusion, and right now I'm forgetting the other because I feel time's running out. So Rich Work, he's no longer with us, but he left behind a legacy of really potent proclamations. Proclamations are spoken because they claim a reality to be true, and then they basically, once it's spoken, it's spoken. So we're going to claim this as we bring our evening to a close here. So take a breath, and I want you to count of three to speak your true name out loud, your first, middle, and last name. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. And together. From the divine love within my being, I honor those who have placed their power over me. I return their power to them. I claim my birthright. I claim my power in peace, joy, and harmony with creation on all levels of consciousness, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So, very quickly here, what to do with all this. Now, I was realizing in the middle, I just threw a whole lot at you, and it seemed like we just zoomed through this session, which we actually did. Part of the reason that I do it this way is to get our minds out of the way. We're just dealing with energy here. Our minds and our belief systems and our thought processes are some of the things that actually got us into our challenges to begin with. And some of those old patterns of thinking are still hanging on. So by strictly working energy, which is the way we did this here, and moving through it with a variety of ways and songs, all in frequencies designed to work this chakra, what we've done is we've really kind of bypassed the mind. And I think that's a potent thing to do, especially in the process of wanting to let go of energies, because these energies are going to release themselves when given the opportunity. We can have control in a sense, or we can have clarity during them and over them, or we can let them just happen based upon the moments of living, which is an adventure, but it isn't necessarily using our skills and using our powers to make our moments peace-filled. So in a sense, it depends on what your intention is. If we keep ourselves connected to the earth, we work our root chakra and make sure that we are in foundation, we allow that the spoken to be spoken, and we release those old energies that are in the second chakra that have disempowered us, or compromised our experience of life and our joy, and then we also tend the solar plexus chakra, we are going to be a very, very solid foundation to have not only a beautiful and expanded human life in the earthly life, but we will also have a very expanded spiritual life. Because the more we tend to these lower chakras, the more the tendency is for things to open up in the higher chakras, because they aren't drawn down or being used to separate ourselves from the pain or the struggles of living. So the work that you've chosen to do tonight is very powerful stuff, and I applaud each of you for choosing to do that. We're going to close the evening here with just a very quick Egyptian akakord cutting mantra process. And what this does is takes any energy cords that have come up. Now, energy cords are just thrown out, and they have actually attached to our first, second, and third, and sometimes the heart chakra. And they usually come from other energies, other beings, other people in situations. They're not necessarily evil. They're just people trying to get more energy in this, so they'll try and suck onto us. They're very much like those little tongues, the little frog tongues that you used to throw, and they'd stick on the wall, and then you'd pull them off. Kind of like that. So what we're going to do is say this empowerment, Sa Kedup Na, Sa Kedup Na. And as we say, we're going to take our hands and vertically cut down the front of our body as if we're cutting cords there. So we're going to do that 7 times. So with both hands, we'll do the cutting while we say, Sa Kedup Na, 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 Sa Kedup Na. Sa head up na. 2 more. Sa head up na. Sa head up na. And shake that off onto the floor. Let the earth bind into that energy, and so it is, and so it is. I invite you to use any of these things, or just to remember that we had a session. That'll be enough for yourselves to reclaim the frequency that they've gotten right now. It will not go away, and the more you tend your garden there and the more you pay attention to each day, letting go of energies that happen to be in the second or the third chakra, the solar plexus, the more in balance you will be. So I wish you very happy moments, and I'm very grateful that you chose to be a part of this. I will send by tomorrow morning the recording link where you'll have access to actually both sessions, both recordings. And I want to remind you that in July, on the 24th, we'll be working with heart chakra, and which is becoming the new root chakra for the planet. So we're in for some fun things as we work with that and clear out some of the debris of brokenheartedness. So thank you so much. I'm going to stay on the line here and then fill in some of these things so they'll be on the recording. So many blessings to you, and I applaud you for choosing to be in your power and to be present in the who you are. So last time, we'll speak our true name out loud. 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch. Good night. See you in July. Bye-bye.
Mark, goodbye.
Bye. Okay, here's the song, Strength. I have strength to meet the moments life lays in my hand. Through the pain I grow, I learn to take each step I can. All my thoughts, my words, my actions serve to keep me strong. Spirit triumphs over matter. Strength is my song. Strength is my song. One more time. I have strength to meet the moments life lays in my hand. And through the pain I grow, I learn to take each step I can. All my thoughts, my words, my actions serve to keep me strong. Spirit triumphs over matter. Strength is my song. Strength is my song. Strength is my song. Okay, now let me add the song up at top. My Life is Unwritten, song created while in India. And so it holds on to some of the frequencies and energies of that particular experience that I had over there. My life is unwritten. No path is defined. It moves from the moments I choose. So if I want beauty, I'll choose that I am. Let love be my nourishing food. Surrendering flow to the river. Adrift in the whisper of all. Align me through light and deliver. Carry me home. Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Shiva Om, Shiva Om, Shiva Om. My life is unwritten, no path is defined. It moves from the moments I choose. A strong solar plexus chakra allows us to make clear choices based upon our own connection in our foundation and with the clarity of having that center open, the center, the solar plexus center, and then uninterfered with by the old woundings of the second chakra. We are able to make clear and concise decisions that allow us to go step by step into achieving that which we intend. And in that process, realizing that we can make different choices even as we engage in the process. Because, as it says, my life is unwritten, no path is defined. All right, we move down farther to the last two elements here, the invocation to the Ascended Master Lady Nada, and then the song for the Elohim, Peace and Aurora. What these are doing is paying attention to a particular frequency called the ray. Each of the chakras has a ray. It's a color ray that's coming from the what's called the galactic center of the universe and moving into us. And these rays carry particular frequencies, characteristics. They supplement, they support various ways of being that are in alignment with that particular color. This mantra has the color, it's a purple-gold kind of combination. And this particular mantra, ray is overseen. And the overseer is the one basically who is responsible for the source ray and for making sure that it keeps coming. And this is the Ascended Master Lady Nada. And then you have the Ascended Master who's overseeing. You have an archangel energy who's involved with it as well, who acts as an emissary of that frequency in terms of bringing the light in. And then you have the Elohim, which are, in a sense, lesser angels in terms of their vibrational energy. And they basically are the ones who are involved in actually dispensing it into the earth itself. And that's Peace and Aurora. So we'll start with the Elohim, Peace and Aurora, so that you can call upon these particular frequencies to be supportive of you. Elohim, peace and aloha. Elohim, peace and aloha. On the ray of golden ruby be the minister. sisters of peace. Help me balance all my energies. Clear the way I see in the consciousness of Christ. Now, Holy Spirit, rise. Place me in my power. Now the I Am shines. I am. I am. Elohim, peace and aloha. Elohim, peace and aloha. On the ray of golden ruby be the ministers of peace. Help me balance all my energies. Clear the way I see in the consciousness of Christ. Now let the Holy Spirit rise. Place me in my power. Now the I Am shines. I am. I am. Elohim, peace and aloha. And so it is. You know, just like we like to be acknowledged in the human form here by people that know us and all of that, so do all of these other energies. The angels, the Elohim, the archangels, the ascended masters, they all like to have attention. Not necessarily, it's just a way to honor the frequency of what it is that they're actually giving and providing for us. So it's just a process of being respectful and being connected and massaging that connection to the point that we keep it open and flowing. Okay, and I'll close off with just this invocation song to Ascended Master Lady Nada so that she oversees that ray and brings that energy to us. And you can call upon these songs at any point to keep things flowing. You are the master of devotion. I call upon you, bring me peace. In the service of the Christ light, give the gift of joy I seek. Bring me clarity of vision. Through the Christ eyes let me see. Now cleanse the stream of blind religion. Flood the peace and joy through me. Lady Nada, Lady Nada, Lady Nada. You are the master of devotion. I call upon you, bring me peace. In the service of the Christ light, give the gift of joy I seek. And bring me clarity of vision. And through the Christ eyes let me see. Now cleanse the stream of blind religion. Flood the peace and joy through me. Lady Nada, Lady Nada, Lady Nada. So, thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of the third chakra once again. July 24th, we go into the heart chakra and experience a cleansing and clarifying of those particular frequencies. So may your energy serve you well, and may you tend that garden of your own vibration to stand in your presence and power in all your moments. And so it is. Be well.